You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
God not only wants to give us eternal life, he wants us to have a full and meaningful life here on earth. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." From John 10 and 10. Join evangelist Christine Johnson Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern and all other national time zones for Empowerment Radio, God's vision for your life. Enjoy the inspirational word from many different pastors and speakers to encourage every challenge in your life. That's Empowerment Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Love Radio Network 24.
You should hear Lady Q's in the building. Make some noise if you hear. Lift your hands right now.
Right now, right now.
Go ahead and scream out loud.
Out loud, out loud.
Flavor in your ear. Kicking that flavor in your ear. Kicking that flavor in your ear. Kicking that flavor. Kicking that flavor in your ear. Kicking that flavor in your ear. Kicking that flavor in your ear. Kicking that flavor. Kicking that
flavor in your ear.
Sunday Fire. Good morning. Good morning. I am your host, Lady Q, and I am in the building. Hey, I'm in the building, sugar. We're in the car with you, however you're listening. All right. We're gonna keep it real with y'all this morning. We got an awesome interview. Someone close to my heart. We're going to be interviewing today. So we want y'all to stay tuned. We want y'all to download that app. Y'all already know what to do. Tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And that's right. You text the words Love Radio. That is L-U-V Radio. To the numbers 27126, all right? And get that app. That way you can take Love and all this hot music on the go right along with you, okay? All right. And we have a fundraiser going on. Those of you that have been supporting the show, we love y'all. We thank y'all. We have a fundraiser that we really need your support on. So in a tasty way. It's a tasty way. We have an online store set up. So pay attention to the website, Love Radio Network, that is LUVRadioNetwork24.com, and you'll see it on the website on Lady Q's page, as well as Lady Q Radio Personality page on Facebook. Please, 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 the fundraiser goes all month long, ends on the 30th, but you do not have to wait. You order your items, and you'll get them within 2 weeks, depending on where you live and things of that nature, okay? So please support us so that we can continue to grow and we can continue to do for our community what needs to be done, all right? All right, so we are keeping it moving. Play some music for you. Be right back with you. All right.
Pastor A. D3. From KC to ATL. Pastor A. D3. Million. Shock music. Let's go.
Thought I had it, but I swear, man, this is it. Can't believe in my past, I resisted it.
I tried to find breakthrough and I had no clue what to do. So excellent and prevalent, you've been to me and you're so awesome. I'm still ready for it like a flower that's about to blossom. What is real love? How about when he paid the highest cost? Though many make claims, I assure you he's the highest boss. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Holy one that went to bat for remission of our sins. He's the teacher of the love walk. Agape, what they call it. Say they got a problem, he the answer, they don't call back. Better than your girlfriend, a wife, and then a hug. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Man, I think I'm in love.
What I witnessed was amazing, how God bless. So small, but you brought me so much happiness. I was nervous, but ready for the process. Changing diapers, making bottles, everything at your request. I never knew a love like this could exist. The love you give with every hug and every kiss makes the job of being dad all worth it. Cause I'm far from it, but you make me feel perfect. Teaching you to ride a bike, don't be scared to fall. Now you're picking up and learning how to throw the ball. Wanna sit down and play with all your dolls. You growing up too fast, make me wanna hit the pause. Cherishing the moments, make your memories together. When you're looking back on those old ways, remember. I try my best and I hope I
never. Yeah, so you gonna slow it down just a little bit? Cause we going before the throne of grace. Y'all, man, I was ready to go straight into the interview after that song. Hey! But I got to keep it in perspective. Keep it in perspective. So after prayer, we're going to have a small moment of prayer, and then after prayer, we'll have one song going to the interview and going to another song. So y'all just sit back and relax, bow your heads unless you're driving, pay attention to the road, keep your hands on the wheels, and things of that nature, okay? All right, here we go. Father, in your precious name, Jesus, we ask that you, we come before you, Lord God, first of all, asking you to settle our spirit, asking you, Lord God, to keep us focused, Lord God, on what you have for us to do. God, we thank you for being the head of our lives. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for those that paved the way for us, Lord God, to introduce you to us, because we would not have known you without it. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity for prayer, to praise you, to give you thanks, to give you honor as being the Father of all, the Father, the one that deserves the most praise. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray these things. We ask that you do these things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we are going to keep it moving because we got an awesome interview. And I'm going to give you a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, right after this next song, just a little bit. All right. Be right back.
Mercy. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your grace. Great is your grace. Oh, how is it?
Yes. Give the Lord a praise.
Holy Ghost.
All right, all right. Hailed from the 6th Ward section of Reading, Pennsylvania, is a rose that grew up from the concrete. As a youngster, he was a fascinating basketball player who was amongst a unique 1,000-point scorers at Reading High School. He has grown to be a philanthropist. Yes, one of them tongue-twisted words. Philanthropist, and I know how to say the word. He is a philanthropist and a social activist in the city of Reading, establishing iCare, Children Are Reading's Empire in 2013 to date. iCare has given over 2,000 plates of food away through its free cookouts for children, held every summer at Barbie's Playground, including back-to-school giveaways, all while giving away thousands of dollars in scholarships to Reading High School graduates. Who am I talking about? This gentleman that I am referencing, Mr. Rob Pollard, is and has also mentored many, many children with various mental, physical, and financial mishaps. From 2015 to 16, he has served as economic chairperson for Reading's local NAACP chapter, during which times he served on the City of Reading Diversity Board. In 2018, he partnered with Hernandez Home Healthcare, Inc., located in Reading, Pennsylvania, as a spiritual advisor, where he's helping the elderly and those with disabilities sustain their independence. iCare's mission is to change the norms for children who are aboriginal to the lands of America and beyond. I introduce to you, present to others, none other than my cousin, Mr. Rob Pollard.
Hey, how you doing,
hey.
Cuz?
Hey, cousin. There's nothing like bragging on your own pond, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not like bragging on your own pond. As we celebrate Father's this month, I'm glad that you had the time in your schedule, because you're such a busy man, and we're going to get into that. And such a busy man with your career. Let's introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about what you do beyond what I read. You can restate it or however you want to do it.
I'm pretty much, as far as iCare goes, it actually came about through the MBA's foundation, the MBA Cares. And during 2012, 2013, where I'm from, Reading, Pennsylvania, was labeled the poorest city in America. And at the time, the vice president of the NBA, and there was a former pretty good basketball player from Reading as well, and kind of got into a heated discussion about, like, what are these gentlemen doing for the city of Reading, mm-hmm. being that the NBA had this foundation, the NBA Cares, like, and at the time we're the poorest city in America. And at some point, I looked in the mirror and said, okay, I'm pointing the finger at them, like what they're not doing, but what am I doing?
All right.
And so I took the focus off of them and just focused on what I could do to help out, and that's where it began.
Wow. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, you know who your relatives are, but you don't really know who they are beyond being related to them sometimes. And I am one to say, you know, because we didn't grow up a lot of years together, so I missed a lot of opportunities to see what he's doing. But at that time, you know, it was what it was. But now I get to, you know, get to talk about my cousin and get to share him with you all, and all of the accomplishments that he's done or is doing. With the things that you're doing with iCare, what What does that look like in terms of the future of our youth?
Well, I don't know right now, because I mean the whole COVID situation kind of changed a lot of things. Like, I haven't done anything in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels like forever, but at least, I mean, since it's been over a year since I've done anything,
mm-hmm.
and so that kind of left me in limbo, because it's just me, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of an ego thing too. Like, I don't want people telling me what to do, and so it's pretty much all me.
Okay.
I mean, I actually had a foundation wanted to pay for everything for me,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted me to take pictures and then post them on their website. And I'm like, I don't do this for any recognition. Like, I don't, hey, look what I'm doing, and try to take pictures or try to go live. Like, that's not what I'm in it for. So I respectfully declined their offer. Like, and they're looking at me like, what? Like, we're going to pay for everything. I said, mm-hmm. yeah, but then you can dictate what I do.
Come on.
And so I sell T-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts to pretty much finance everything that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, it worked up until now, so I'm just respectfully declined their offer.
Okay, good. So it's not about, hey, like you said, everybody look at what I'm doing. It's about the children, and you're making adjustments according to what's going on in society, because it's only you doing this. You can't be everywhere at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So,
yes.
So okay. So has this allowed you to do any traveling with this? Have you done any traveling?
Well, yes. I frequent the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. And wherever I go to, I try to get involved and just get myself acclimated with the community. I know
mm-hmm.
it's fun being at the resorts and on the beach, but I've attended at least 5 or 6 schools and just sat there with the children, donated pencils, notebooks. I always try to take some old clothing with me and try to give that away as well, because, I mean, living in some pretty unstable conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, my whole thing in life is just trying to, anywhere there's people who look like me, anything I can do to help, I want to try to help.
Okay. And what is your current title right now? Do you have a title that you go by, or you're just trying to help out in the community in different areas or platforms?
Yeah, I just try to help out. Pretty much right now, my focus has been with this whole COVID situation. Just
mm-hmm.
I have 2 scholarship winners for my scholarship.
Okay. Oh,
and
you have
so,
a scholarship. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much has been my focus this year, just trying to get the students who I selected, just been in contact with them and making sure they're entering into their adulthood in the right state of mind.
Okay, so you're a father figure to some kids, you know? Which will bring, that'll bring up the second half of the show. So you are a father figure or some type of father figure to the kids that you interact with, would you say? Or how would you classify?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have I even started asking adults this, but I ask it to every child I come in contact with, is if you could do anything in this world and knew you wouldn't fail, what would you do?
Oh, can you say that question again? That's good.
If you can do anything in this world and knew that you would not fail, what would you do? And a lot of times I get like this crazy look, and then like an unsure look, like they don't know. So
mm-hmm.
I tell them, like, you don't even have to answer it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever your answer is at some point, that's your purpose in this life.
Okay.
And just keep grinding and live that, because then you won't be working. Like, if you're doing something that you want to do, then it's not work.
True. Okay. So let me ask you this last question before we go into our break. How do you select the kids for your scholarship? What is the name of your scholarship, and how do you select the children for the scholarship? The requirements we don't have to go into right now. We can come back with that.
It's simple. You gotta look like me. And 1 in 10, some secondary Educational.
Okay. That's it.
I mean, you write a letter, and I just try to find, because I don't have millions of dollars, so, I mean, I try to spread it out, and based on their need, I mean, the idea was to at least pay for a child's book, is what my purpose was when it started, because me being a former student, I knew how important that money was for those books. And because a lot of times I had to share a book or didn't even have one.
Mm.
And so I know the importance of having those books. And so that was my intentions when I started it. And primarily that's what it is, to help students out who look like us with their books.
Okay. Well, y'all heard it right here with Mr. Rob Pollard. We'll be right back with another song or two, and then we'll come back with him to finish up the conversation about being a father and fatherhood and who his inspiration and motivation was coming up as a child to motivate him into being the man that he is today. All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Evil eyes watching me. Don't you ever get it twisted, I got jetlag. You guess who, but no, not me, dog, I guess not. See me out here with my family and my partners. Man, I got it out the swamp, like the lightness, yeah. Pronto with the music, I am always steady with it. Use your brain, even Google, street smart, I'm probably witty. I was down and you forgot, but now I hope you don't forget me. When I'm up, keep it above, yeah, you can keep the pennies. I remember y'all was in my corner like the block is. Had to cut you off, everything you had was toxic. I come everybody only with you when you're passing. Got you here regardless. Yeah, see me pop, giving God praise.
Thank you, God.
Put it to your fault. Did this such a rainy day? Whoa, I ain't pop, keep it going, hey.
Catching Z, it be crazy if I met J.
I'm close, that you close.
I've been away, yeah, losing my faith, yeah. Hold on the late, trying to find grace, yeah. For my mistakes, ayy, I need to pray, yeah. I need to pray, yeah. Wake up to the mirror like, I need to fight for me when I don't know what I believe. Why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream.
Hey, go, you stuck.
Thank y'all for staying tuned. We have in the studio with us Mr. Rob Pollard. How you doing, sir? Thank you so much for staying with us. Okay, for the second part.
Awesome.
You had lunch yet? You had some lunch?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay, you let me know. You let me know so we can, you know, get through it and we don't want your stomach growling on air.
We good?
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to get back to we were talking about the scholarships when we took a break. What are the requirements for someone to receive your scholarship or either?
My knowledge tells me we were already here. And so being that we're indigenous and aboriginal to these lands.
Okay.
That's pretty much the only one of two requirements, just being from this land and a Redding High graduate.
Okay, that's simple enough. One, two, boom,
much,
boom.
Yeah, showing some. Yeah, boom, boom.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about your fatherhood.
And they also write an essay.
Oh, okay. So essay writing, be melanated from this land, and be a Redding, Pennsylvania High School graduate.
That is correct.
Okay. This simple as that. That's all you got to do. And he selects them based on what he looks at the applications. And how do they submit? Well, they would have to submit them through the high school, or you communicate with the high school and look for the students.
Well, yeah. It's already, I'm already in contact with, the scholarship department. And so the students pretty much email me their essay.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you heard it right here. And we're going to talk a little bit about your upbringing. Who was the driving force? Since we're celebrating fathers, was there a father figure or who was the driving force for you to become the man that you are today?
Without a shadow of a doubt, it would wholeheartedly, it's my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much had the caring spirit of just helping. Like, I watched her help so many people and just be a, and not just because it is my mother, but the kindest person I ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's definitely her, that
okay.
person
okay.
played a role in my rearing.
Okay. Well, I can say cause that's my auntie. Yeah, my great auntie is his mama. So I really appreciate because she is it has it been a it's been a year, Rob, that she's passed.
Yeah, June 1st was the year.
Made it a year, yeah. So we lost her last June of last year, and it was definitely keep him in prayer, keep family in your prayers, because we know when we lose people that was detrimental to who we are as grown-ups, it does something to a person. It just be there for him, and keep him in prayer, keep the family in prayer. Okay, so with that rearing, he grew up into the man that he is today. Let us ask you, as an adult, do you have children?
Oh, yes, I do. I have a daughter who she'll be 26 July 23rd, and a son he'll be 14 in September.
Let us also put him on the prayer list for having a grown daughter, Jesus, and a teenage son. Ooh, those of us that have had both of those mm-hmm. apples, ooh-wee. So how do you see the things that you've experienced coming up? Do you see that in your children, and how do you involve yourself in what they have going on? How involved are you with your children?
The answer to the first part, people look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them this, but I never was beat. I never got a spanking. And I pretty much do the same thing with my children, I've done the same thing with my children. As I got older, I believe I was in my late 20s, and I asked her why she never hit me. And I got an interesting response in that she said that, that's what the slave master used to do. And that was it. That's all she said. And that pretty much, that stuck with me. And I was already a father at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from not being hit, I didn't see it as a reason or a means to, do that to my children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, like a lot of times kids say, or we hear adults say that, I was hit or they were beaten and these kids today because they're not being hit. Well,
right.
I can attest to my kids are the apple of my eye, and they were not hit. And my daughter, she's a trainer, and she also is doing medical billing, and she's also in school to be an RN.
Mm-hmm.
My son, he loves cryptocurrency and like little gadgety stuff, and he loves herbs, and we're in the process of creating an herb company. So I'm thankful for these two little me's, and
okay.
It's definitely the rearing that I got from my mother is playing a huge, huge role in the way I raised them.
And that is so true. So whether a person was spanked, wasn't spanked, was beat, wasn't beat, they're definitely going to portray those characteristics in bringing up their children. This has been interesting. The interview that we did the other day was very, because the gentleman didn't grow up with his father. Now talking to my cousin, he didn't grow up getting spankings. And I'm like, what?
Right.
Like, wait a minute. So it's definitely been a diverse number of men on the calls, on the shows and in conversation. And I have more, so I'm definitely looking forward to communicating with him a little bit more, especially Little Rob. I'm just going to call him Little Rob, but especially him and your daughter as their companies evolve And as you evolve, I definitely would love to tap back in and communicate with you at a later time, if that's okay.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Well, let everybody know how they can get up with you if they want to get information on any of the programs that you're looking to do in the community.
Well, you can hit me on Facebook. My Facebook is Rob God, R-O-V-G-O-D. I care, excuse me, I care, I-C-A-R-E, Evolution. That's Rob God, I care Evolution. And on Instagram is Rob God _ I care.
Okay. So thank you for your time, Mr. Rob Pollock, cousin, for hanging out with me today. Can you let us know, can you let the people know who you are and what station they're listening to?
Well, this is Rob. You're listening to Sunday Fire with Lady Q at loveradionetwork24.com.
All right. Y'all heard it here. We'll be back with more music. Enjoy the show. Thank you. So much for staying tuned and rocking with your girl Lady Q on Sunday Fire on the baddest network in the land, loveradionetwork.com, bringing you love on the go. Make sure you start, you pop on over to our website and click on Lady Q and support our fundraiser. It supports the network and some community charities, and I thank y'all so much in advance. I'll get the emails when y'all go on the shop. You got your popcorn, we got water bottles, we got socks, stuff that y'all might need, or somebody that's going away to college. Don't wait till the last minute. Go on and get a gift. We thank you in advance for your support. And or click on that donate button. You even got a spot on there for a donate. So loveradionetwork24.com. Click the donate button, but definitely support the fundraiser and keep an eye out for Lady Q's page so we can continue bringing you some Celebration of Father's Month interviews. All right. Love y'all. Peace.
Here I am, I'm still standing. Here I am, after all I've been through, I survived every toil, every stair. I'm alive, I'm alive. Here I am.
Thank you. Baby boy, cause man makes them toys. And after man makes everything, everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy from other men. Without a woman or a girl, he's lost in the wilderness. He's lost in bitterness.
If you hit, lift your hands right now.
Right now, right now.
Go ahead and scream.